Live from Chicago, Illinois, here is another episode of
What's That From?
It's back. We're back. What's That From? All right, Roger, take it away. Give us a little explanation of what we're doing and what we're reading.
Okay, this is going to be a very short scene.
Okay.
Actually, it's two scenes kind of put together from the movie. And this is a dramatic movie. So it's not a comedy. It's a newer movie in your lifetime terms of newer. A very emotional movie. So we are ready to go, and Abrosino's house, interior, daytime. Mary opens the door. It's very dark, very quiet. Laura is lying in bed. Mary goes over to her. They speak in whispers.
I'm embarrassed.
That's okay. I understand.
It's just the pain. It's only getting worse. I can't be a good wife. I can't be a good mother.
I'm real sorry, Laura.
Mary sits down on the chair next to the bed, takes a beat.
Know what I always thought? I always wanted in my life, Mary. A Jaguar.
Jaguar's a pretty car.
I thought if I could spend that kind of money on a car, it'd mean anything and everything. And everything would be just fine. I don't even know how much they cost.
A lot. But you hang in there. Maybe you'll get one.
Laura shakes her head.
Wouldn't mean a thing.
Mary watches her sadly. The scene shifts to Charles' office later on in the day. The tequila's been dipped into. Charles and Mary are each lying on a couch, staring at documents. Late night working.
Mary, how are you?
Wait, start again, Charles.
Okay. Mary, let me tell you something. If I had to put three researchers on this, I wouldn't expect them to dig up all the information you got here. You should have put this on one page. This is some damn good work.
Yeah? Then give me another raise.
Hey, I got a staff to pay, plus rent. Plus, I haven't billed a minute of my time since I started on this case. So you can quit hitting me up like I'm rich or something.
He gets up, grabs his trash can, and moves around the room with it, cleaning up all the Chinese food cartons.
Don't give me that. You're going to get plenty rich off this, Mr. 40%. We got those PG&E jerks. Really? By the here.
You can't say that on the radio.
I know, I didn't.
Wait till you get to your next line.
Oh, jeez.
We've got the PG&E jerks in Hinckley by the... yeah. But somebody's getting rich unless we can pin this on the corporate PG&E jerks in San Francisco.
What do you mean?
Corporate is claiming they had no way of knowing what was going on in Hinckley.
Oh, they knew. They had to know.
Show me the documents that proves that.
She doesn't have one.
Mm-mm.
Then they didn't know. And if they didn't know, we can't hit them for punitive damages. And punitive damages is where the money is.
Jesus Christ, Charles. You know, the more I work on this thing, the more I realize what a crock of crap this legal system is. Here we got a company that poisoned a whole aquifer, that built a pool for a town, then filled it with toxic water. And we're the ones who gotta bust our ass proving things? That's just not right.
Charles smiles.
I like this case.
Really? Makes me sick.
Me too. That's why I like it. It's been a long time since I had a case I cared about.
You didn't care about my case?
I would now.
He gives her a long look.
Hey, I like working with you.
Well, good, Charles. I like working with you, too.
They both smile a little awkwardly. And then?
Would you start calling me Charles?
Wow.
No Mercedes-Benz for you.
Wow. Academy Award. We need to call SAG, right? We need to call the Oscar committee or the Emmy committee.
Oh, don't do that. We'll really be in trouble.
Holy cow. I think we did great.
I am blown away. I teared up a little bit in it. And
I did too.
Got brought back to back to earth.
Holy cow. Roger, I actually know what this one is.
See, I told you.
What? That's a good one.
Yeah.
This is a really good one. This is a great movie.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
All right, 312-981-7200. If you think you know this scene that we just acted out, we gave it our all. Mm-hmm. Blood, sweat, and tears.
I think Dean would give it a Dean's List B+.
I think Dean would give it an A.
You think
you?
So? A?
I think
sure.
so.
What's higher than A?
No more soap commercials for us.
Yeah, what's higher than A? A++?
A++,
I think that works.
All right, if you think you know what it is, give us a call. 312-981-7200 is our number. And what are we giving away? Laugh Stock tickets or pizzas? What are we giving away, Michael? We get Laugh Stock tickets, right? Oh, wait. What are we giving away?
Pizza.
Okay, we're going to give a pizza away. Ooh. We already gave all Laugh Stock tickets away because that's this weekend.
A pizza certificate?
Yeah, we're going to give away a Lou Malnati's pizza to the person who thinks they know. Can I take this caller? Can I do it? No? Okay. They don't know? Get out. Roger!
Oh, come on, people. You don't know your movies?
Wow. I thought
slap a few of them.
Oh, my gosh. I thought I even got this one, and I never get your movies.
I know. Sometimes I can't remember what they are either.
God, there's a pizza on the line, too.
My gosh, I can't believe this.
Do we have callers, Michael? Jeez.
All right, you know what? You and I split the movie with Aubrey.
Oh, all right, we'll split the pizza.
Yeah.
All right, now we're getting calls.
Yeah.
Now we're getting calls. Who should I take, Michael? Okay, let me take standby. Katie, do you think you know what that movie is?
Pizza. Yeah. All right, now we're getting calls.
Hello.
Katie, what's the movie?
Me? Oh, I'm sorry. Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's it, right, Roger?
What gave, gracious.
What gave, what, was it my dramatic reading as Julia Roberts that gave it away?
It was all of you.
Or was it Aubrey? Was it Alfie?
It was everyone.
Yeah, it was very dramatic.
It was the narration.
It was the narration, yeah, that gave it away. Exactly. All right. Hold on, Katie. We're going to give you a Lou Malnati's pizza gift card. Of course, Lou Malnati's one of the premier pizzerias in Chicago with that delicious buttery crust. You did great, Roger.
Well, I tried.
That was very nice.
And I've got one for next week. But
can we do another?
Well, yeah.
Did you print it up already?
Oh, for tonight?
Yeah, I want to do another.
I'd have to go to my locker.
People got that. Oh no, it's okay. We don't want to give too much away. We got to save one for next Friday. Although I won't be here. I'll be on vacation next Friday. Yeah, I'm taking a week off.
You know, Roger, I have a request.
Oh, yeah.
Something we've never done before.
Okay, good.
Cuz I know we have a good one for next week, but maybe in the future.
You do know I enjoy that.
I know you do.
This is going to be a very interesting weekend.
Yes.
but for one of these weeks, I'd love for us to tackle a musical where we have to sing.
Yes.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That's great idea.
Thank you. I've already been through about five scripts from five different movies already tonight before we did this one because I was looking for more. And it's just so difficult to find any that have decent dialogue with more than two people that doesn't give the movie away in the first line.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will look up musicals.
Oh,
that's a great one.
That would be wonderful. And then we'll all have to sing.
The key of R.
Yeah.
And that will automatically give it away.
I love
it. Each time.
See, I'm already thinking like Moulin Rouge and Chicago or Sound of Music.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. Like Sound of Music, that would be pretty easy.
I want to see Aubrey rap Hamilton so bad.
Yeah, right.
Can't even tell you.
He's not going to miss his shot.
I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Did you guys all see Hamilton?
I did not.
I have not seen Hamilton.
You've not seen it yet? No, Hamilton?
I heard that it's making a little bit of sound. I heard it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. It's excellent. It's absolutely. If you're going to splurge on a musical, you know, maybe, I don't know, around the holidays or something, or for that special someone.
Cash in my IRA?
Yes.
Okay.
Do it. Although, truly, you could have where it's playing down at the theater at, I know they've changed the name a million times, it's Dearborn and Monroe is where the theater is, where Hamilton plays, or where it's being shown, but it is such a great venue. You're not going to, I don't think you can have a bad seat in the house.
Oh, so you can go for like some of the less expensive seats higher up.
Yeah,
and you'd still have a good time.
Yeah, I paid to see when I was on the floor, and those were good seats. But then the second time I saw it, I was up in the balcony area, mm-hmm. and it's still the stage is really cool. It's built up; it's not really extended out. It's just built up, so you can't really have a bad seat.
Awesome.
Plus the music is fantastic,
as you would expect.
So great job, Roger. You did good. This was awesome.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take care of some business and come back and after this on WGN.